I think we used to finish half past 7 till 5 o'clock in the evening was the time, and every about 2 minutes to 5, you know, whatever it was, they would, everybody start getting ready, you know, to be going on. And I can remember picking up my coat, and I put one arm in the, I was just putting it on, putting one arm in the coat, and a voice behind my, over my shoulder said, "You put the other arm in there, my son," he said, "and you'll be down the road." And that was Freddie Brooks. And, you know, it was, you know, sort of, oh, you had to sort of knuckle in sort of business. There was no messing about. You did it or you down the road. And I mean, they're like for toilets, you know, in the latter years, you used to see them all. The chap would sort of pick up a newspaper and he'd stick it up under his smock, and off he'd go down to the toilet, the study form sort of business. But there was a chap always checking to see how long you were in there. And if you were gone more than, I forget what it was now, 5 or 8 minutes, something like that, there was a bang on the door and you was out of it, you know, and you had no longer in there.
What happens if you took longer than your 8 minutes, then what happened then?
Well, then you reported to the charge hand of the foreman, and he would decide what was going to happen to you, sort of thing. You might get sent home or whatever.